Thursday of the first week of Advent. Come, let us adore the King our Lord, who is to come. From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 5. I will sing to my beloved the canticle of my cousin concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a hill in a fruitful place, and he fenced it in and picked the stones out of it, and planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst thereof, and set up a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and ye men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What is there that I ought to do more to my vineyard that I have not done to it? Was it that I looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it hath brought forth wild grapes? And now I will show you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be wasted. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will make it desolate, and it shall not be pruned, and it shall not be digged, but briars and thorns shall come up. And I will command the clouds to rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah his pleasant plant. And I looked that he should do judgment, and behold, iniquity, and do justice, and behold, a cry. We are awaiting the birth of a child, who is to appear 700 years after the time of Isaiah, and this child will be the world's Savior. Men will persecute him, load him with calumnies and injuries, and but a few hours before they crucify him, they shall hear this parable from his lips. Quote, "There was a man, a householder, who planted a vineyard, and made a hedge round about it, and dug in it a press, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a strange country. And when the time of the fruits drew nigh, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits thereof. And the husbandmen, laying hands on his servants, beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the former, and they did to them in like manner. And last of all, he sent to them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. End quote. Footnote. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 33 through 37. See, Christians, this son is coming to you. Will you reverence him? Will you treat him as the Son of God, with that honor and love which are due to him? Take notice of the wickedness of men. It has a progress in malice. In the days of Isaiah, the Jews despised the prophets, but the prophets, though sent by God, were only men. The Son of God came, and they would not acknowledge him, a far greater crime, assuredly, than to stone the prophets. What, then, would be the crime of Christians, who not only acknowledge him who is now coming to them, but are his members by baptism, if they will not open their hearts to this Messiah, whom the Father is sending into the vineyard? What punishment would not the ungrateful vine deserve, planted as it has been, with so much love, should it persist in yielding nothing but bitter fruit? Ah, dear Jesus, let not this be. Make us generous. Make us produce abundant flower and fruit for the day of thy coming, which is so near at hand. Prayer of the Churches of France during Advent, taken from the prophet Isaiah. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. Be not angry, O Lord, and remember no longer our iniquity. Behold, the city of thy sanctuary is become a desert. Zion is made a desert. Jerusalem is desolate, the house of our holiness and of thy glory, where our fathers praised thee. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. We have sinned, and we are become as one unclean, and we have all fallen as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast crushed us by the hand of our iniquity. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. See, O Lord, the affliction of thy people, and send him whom thou hast promised to send. Send forth the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock of the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion, that he himself may take off the yoke of our captivity. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. Be comforted, my people. Thy salvation shall speedily come. Why wilt thou waste away in sadness? Why hath sorrow seized thee? I will save thee, fear not, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Redeemer. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. Prayer from the Ambrosian Missal, Fourth Sunday of Advent. Almighty and everlasting God, who by the coming of thine only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, didst deign to shine on us with a new light, grant unto us that as we deserved to have him as our companion in the form of our body, by the birth the Virgin gave him, so also we may merit to be his companions in the kingdom of his grace, who liveth and reigneth with thee, for ever and ever. Amen.